105.1 Morning Show with Bill and Amanda.
I'm living on the air in Cincinnati. Cincinnati, WUVE.
My wife's really in shape. She's belly dancing now. And
she's belly dancing.
What?
What's really cool is if she does it outdoors and the wind is blowing and it hits across her navel just right, it's like blowing on an open bottle top. You know, and you get that.
Oh, yeah.
So she's getting.
Aren't you a lucky guy?
She said in her belly dancing class, she's in a class, that there's actually a guy in one of the classes, which weirds me
out. There's a man?
What? That's what she said.
Men
that's
should
ridiculous.
Not learn to belly dance.
No, that's stupid.
It is not attractive.
Hot. You know it
and
is.
And while we're speaking of things that we don't find attractive, when you guys play the bongos on your beer belly,
that's fun.
That also is not attractive.
Oh, yeah. What, are you crazy?
Not remotely.
That's really it. Turn the music up, Steph.
Hard to believe. Here.
That is hot.
You hardly have a beer belly.
Look at that. There's a little punch.
A little.
Look at that. You tell me that's not hot. Happy to help you.
Hi, I'm Blake Shelton on B105.
I have a 21-year-old daughter.
Okay.
And she calls the other day and says, Dad, me and my friend were in a bar the other night in Nashville. And Blake Shelton and Joe Nichols were there. And And Blake came up to me and said, aren't you one of the Kinleys?
Well, that wouldn't surprise me. I got to be honest and tell you that I don't remember that, but I do know what night you're talking about, and now I know why I don't remember that. Joe and I, we make a trip out, I guess, about once a year, it seems like, and somebody needs to videotape it, you know, because I was really dreading what you were about to tell me, what I may have said to your daughter, so I'm glad... I'm glad that's all it was. You and I can still be friends. So.
We're still friends. Although I did have a little conversation with her, and I said, don't you ever, ever call this house again and mention you and Blake Shelton in the same sentence. So this is my dad conversation with you. Love you like a brother, but not like a son. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I wouldn't either. So. I understand, sir, and I apologize.
Hey, we're Montgomery Gentry. Here's Bill and Amanda's B105.1, Bengals Song of the Week.
Here's the story of a man named Carson, who rehabbed and now he's best at quarterback, with wide receivers playing all together, and Rudy's really fast. And the defense, my oh my, how they will sack you. Tom, it's just too bad you're gonna take your lumps, 'cause when New England plays the Bengals in the jungle, we're gonna watch you falling on your Brady rump. You're Brady Rump. We're gonna watch you get knocked on your Brady Rump.
B105.1, it's Bill and Amanda, and this is truly an honor and a distinct pleasure for us to be able to have a conversation with Specialist Brandon Rourke from Norwood, part of the 2nd Battalion, 14th Infantry Regiment, 2nd Brigade Combat Team, 10th Mountain Division Light Infantry. Brandon is one of the heroes that saved the day a week from Sunday. First of all, and Brandon called us from Iraq. First of all, Brandon, let us just say thank you for your service.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I want you to take a second and walk us through what happened exactly. The truck pulls up, and at what point did you think, I have to open fire? What happened exactly?
As soon as he tried to make the first turn right into my driveway, I started opening up fire like any old good old country boy would do. Like, as soon as the guy starts driving on your property, you get shot at by him. This is what exactly the same scenario here. The guy tried to pull on my property. I started opening fire on him. He ducked and hit underneath the dashboard like a little coward that he was. We got a hold of him when we detained him and brought him into our base. And we gave him medical care. We tended to his wounds and air medevaced him out of here, even though he tried to kill us, you know.
And you found out after the fact that there were enough explosives on board that truck to pretty much wipe out your base?
Exactly. More than enough. 8,000 pounds worth.
You were saying to us earlier that it was bigger than what the Oklahoma City bombers had?
From my understanding, the Oklahoma bombing was like 1,200 pounds of homemade explosives. And this bomb here was 8,000 pounds of high-grade explosives, also 500-pound bombs. It's just a cocktail of all kinds of sorts.
And that puts it into perspective for those of us here at home.
The guy also had a 15-pound bomb strapped to his chest with ball bearings in it.
Oh, my goodness. So do you get a lot of traffic through there? Do people come to the base a lot, or was this extremely...
Yes. People come to the base all the time and, you know, bring their sick kids to the base and say, mister, please help our baby. And we fix up their babies. And sometimes it'll be so much of an emergency that we'll air medevac their kids out of here, and the father or the mother will go with them. It's because we have a good clip going on with the community here now, and the surgeons see this, and they want to try to put a wedge in between us and the local community, but actually, in all reality, it's the other way around, because we have the wedge between them and the local community.
You got any Skyline chili over there, Brandon?
Oh, I wish I had some Skyline chili. I tell you what.
I wonder if we could send you a can opener and a can of Skyline chili.
I have the can opener. Just send the chili. That's all
okay.
I need to do.
Okay.
Right, we will work on
some
that.
Some love from Skyline in Cincinnati.
Brandon, I know you have.
All right.
I know you have some loved ones here. Who do you want to say hi to at home?
I want to say hi to my beautiful wife, Lula Rourke. I love her very much, and she is one outstanding singer. I mean, she sings me to sleep every night when I'm home.
And his wife is with us right now. See some tears coming over there. And I would be too. That's your husband.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good guy right there, boy.
He's a hell of a man. Yeah, that's for sure.
I hope you know how proud we are of him and how proud we are of all the troops. As the wife of someone in the military, that's not easy, is it?
No, it's not. My heart breaks every day for him. And especially, it's bittersweet when he's home because he's home for a little while. And then when he leaves, it kills you.
Your husband saved countless lives. Has there been a point since a week ago Sunday that maybe you climbed to the top of the roof and just shouted out, "My husband's a hero"?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
I danced around the living room with my mom. And
you should.
I was like, "He's a hero." Always known he was a hero, but it's good to know that everybody else knows now that he's a hero.
We have a lot of heroes. You know, mm-hmm. It's just nice for us to be able to say thank you to at least one, and a hometown boy, yeah. You know, from Norwood. Lula, before you go, your husband told us what a great singer you were, mm-hmm. and he said that you sing the national anthem like nobody else. And he requested that we have you sing the national anthem.
That'd be fine.
Is that something we can do here? Do you need to prepare a little bit, or can you just...
No, I'm good.
You can just do it?
Yeah.
All right.
Who say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming o'er the land of the free? In the home of the brave.
I'm going to Kroger, and I see this very out-of-shape guy running like a bat out of hell out of the Kroger's. And it doesn't look natural. It looks like he'd done something wrong. And lo and behold, there comes a manager coming out of the Kroger, too. So I drove a little bit ways following this guy and saw him taking off his orange sweatshirts over by the lumber yard so that nobody would recognize
it. Did it turn you on?
Bill, please. I am a professional. I sprung into action.
Oh, no.
Let me set the scene for you.
Yeah.
He's running, and he's a very large man.
Yes.
I'm a woman in a Jeep with a cell phone.
Yes, in a child seat.
Baby seat in the back. I picked up the manager also. I knew that he was on the side of justice, as was I.
Yeah, right. You picked up the manager.
Going back
to your old college days, you picked up the manager. Then what happened?
And we raced to the last point where we saw the suspect.
Uh-huh.
He tried to run away as soon as we got there. I let the manager off, and then I swung around to Montgomery Road to block his exit. But I saw they had it under control, so I made my way back to the front of the Kroger. I got a great spot, by the way. I went up there. I got a second spot. I couldn't believe it.
Well, I woke up this morning from a beautiful dream. Turned on B105.1 and had my coffee with some cream. I'm looking out my window, and I can see the light. Oh, and guess who the DJs are? Amanda and Bill White. Son, come join the country club now. Turn up your radio, whoa, whoa, 'cause Amanda and Bill White are putting on the show.
Hey, it's the best they can do. Yeah. On B105.1.
Hello, Hank.
Jack,
How'd you know it was me?
Who else would be calling me in the middle of the biggest game of the year?
Oh, sorry. I was just wondering if you wanted to go down to the club and play cards.
Heck, I told you I'm watching... What club? Oh, no.
The B105.1 Country Club. Remember, you said you didn't need to bring your own card.
Heck, I said you don't need a card, like a membership card. And for the last time, you don't have to go anywhere.
You sure? I'll drive.
This week, win tickets to see Willie Nelson and John Fogerty at Riverbend Music Center on Wednesday, August 16th. And next week, you could win $1,000 cold hard cash.
So, Jack, could I come over and watch the game?
No.
Okay.
Just go to B105.com, keyword Country Club, and click it to win.
B105.1. Hi, I'm Pistol Pete. Finally, Friday. By the way, you're welcome for the rain. I mean, I told you yesterday that it was going to rain. I mean, my car was just washed and waxed. It's a surefire thing every time. Here comes Toby on the B.
It's the B105.1 Summer of Fun.
Summer. Just a little bit after 9, I'm Pistol Pete. Man, this is the last time I have to get you qualified to take that final step to win that new Krylon boat from Hearn Marine tomorrow. And it could be you, Angie Kenton of Independence. Angie Kenton of Independence. Angie, you've got 10 minutes from right this very second to call me back at 513-749-B105. Now, Angie, you do. And tomorrow, you might win that new boat. Plus, I got passes for two with a special advanced screening of Transformers with B105.1 and AMC Newport on the lobby. Angie Kenton of Independence. 749-B105. Let's do it.
The Tri-State's number one country station.
I like B105.1 because of the wake-up call in the mornings.
WUBE Cincinnati. B105.1.
B105.1. I got to tell you the story. What happened to the Keith Urban concert the other day? Some guy has a sign. He goes, "Hey, Keith, you can kiss my wife if I can kiss yours." Lo and behold, if he didn't, he got off the stage and he hit this guy's wife a smooch. He's back up on the stage and he goes, "Good luck with your end of the deal, brother." Here's Keith at B105.1. B105.1, Summer of Fun. I am so thrilled to tell Angie Kenton of Independence tomorrow afternoon you might win that new Krylon boat from Hearn Marine.
Oh, that's so awesome.
It is, man. You're one step closer, Angie. Way to go.
Yay.
1 o'clock tomorrow, Hearn Marine in Florence. Somebody's going to win this sweet new Krylon boat that your summers will never be the same. I mean, never be the same after you win that thing. And let me just tell you this, the Duke has the next winning name coming up, and it'll come up again between 2 and 3 this afternoon. For you to be one of the finalists to win that new boat. And B105.1 Summer of Fun. Here's Garth. Cincinnati weather. Brought your way by Half Price Books. I don't know, my lawn was so thirsty, I was expecting to hear a big burp when I got out this morning. Look at that rain coming down. Oh, man, it's nice to see a little. And we will off and on throughout the weekend. And again, no, not a washout. Larry Hanley from the Ultimate Domino Network says about 81 this afternoon, 60 overnight tonight. Then tomorrow, a high of 83. A little bit warmer for Sunday, maybe 85 to near 90. 64 now at B105.1.
Stop the presses. We've got more than enough nonstop music and fun to last you till Candidate A accuses Candidate B of fooling around with Candidate C's secretary. And we'd put money on that, except that Candidate D's treasurer just skipped town with all the funds. Where were we? Oh, yeah. The music starts now on B105.1.
Available only at Walmart CD and DVD 2-pack.
B105.1 presents My Three Songs at Three with the Bees Duke Hamilton.
Keith, you the man today. You're on your way to see your Rascal Flatts, sir.
Oh, you rock.
Huh?
You rock.
You're wanting to go see your Rascal Flatts in the worst way, aren't you?
It's on my birthday.
I know. I saw that. And then your lady's birthday is right around that same time and your anniversary. And then you say you got a baby on the way to top it all off, huh?
Top it all off.
When's the baby due?
January 2nd.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, we're going to play your three favorite songs today, Keith, and we've got pavilion tickets for Rascal Flatts for you.
Yes, thank you very much.
You ever seen Rascal Flatts in concert?
No, I've always wanted to, though.
Well, you're going to now, brother.
Excellent.
Well, Keith, we're going to get your three rolling here for you so you can enjoy them this afternoon. Who would you like to start them out with?
Of course, Rascal Flatts.
Of course. B105.1, former American Idolist Bucky Covington and A Different World. Yes, it was a different world. We got onto the subject here this afternoon about stuff that has disappeared from our world in the last 25 years. Had a good list to start with, but boy, came up with a whole bunch of other good stuff here. Stuff that's disappeared in the last 25 years.
My hair disappeared in the last 25 years, and I think my mind went with it.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to make a correction. Crank windows are still being made.
All right, well, what else has disappeared in the last 25 years?
8-truck tape. Rotary phones.
The ability to tell clockwise from counterclockwise because of digital clocks, and the ability to tie your shoes because of Velcro. How about slide rules?
Cigarette machines.
Cigarette machines. They don't have those anymore?
Nope. I saw one bar that had one out in Roselawn.
What else has disappeared in the last 25 years?
It was a cheap gallon of gas. That's what's disappeared.
Top value stamps when you got your car filled up with gas.
Oh, I remember that. My mom used to collect those things all the time, trade them in for stuff. Yeah.
I will never see public drinking fountains anymore.
I think they're right. They're getting fewer and far between, I think. Yeah.
They used to be like on every corner when I was a kid.
Yeah, you're right. Too health conscious, I think, we've gotten, you know?
Yeah, that or the city's too greedy with their water.
Yes. All right. B105.1, Little Texas, and God bless Texas. I'm Duke Hamilton. It's 4:23. Twinkie lovers, you're going to go bananas over this. Literally, because folks that make Twinkies, Hostess Twinkies, going to put banana filling back in them. That's originally the way they started out, you know, like 70 years ago, and then down through the years. During certain promotions, they've had the banana-flavored Twinkies on the shelves for a limited amount of time, but now it's going to be in the Twinkie lineup for good. I thought it interesting, though, the article that talks about that in today's paper is on the same page with two articles. First one's headline is, "No Sugarcoating Doctors, Fat Kids Obese," says the AMA. And then, "Workers, Obesity a Disability." Both of those obesity articles on the same page with the banana-flavored Twinkies. A little odd. All right, let's check out the afternoon commute.
Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back.
B105.1. How you doing? I'm Duke Hamilton. Happy Dad's Day weekend. What is it that Dad used to say?
If Mom's not happy, nobody's happy. Dad's not happy, who cares?
Every time our eyes meet.
B105.1. Got it right here. Carrying your love with me. There's the straight man, George Strait. I'm Duke Hamilton. On these warm, sunny days, if you're getting a tan or laying out in the sun, be careful where you lay. Did you hear about this in Walton? Dad ran over his teenage daughter while she was sunbathing in the driveway. Happened over the weekend. Yeah, she was, sunbathing right there in the lower half of the driveway or something, and her dad backed over with a half-ton pickup truck. She's okay. She got airlifted to a hospital, complaining of chest and torso pain. Said she had multiple abrasions, but authorities say that the teen's injuries not life-threatening and no charges likely to be filed in the incident.
Bob Evans Restaurants presents
B105.1, Tim McGraw with a song written by Phil Vassar, My Next 30 Years. And, well, Tim will certainly have enough money to keep him comfy for the next 30 years. Tim's earnings make him the only country singer appearing on the Forbes Celebrity Top 100, a list that's based on pay, internet rank, press rank, and television rank. His pay last year reported to be $37 million. That ranks him number 37 on the list. Others on that list, as you might guess, Oprah Winfrey. She's right there at the top with $260 million in earnings last year. Get this, Larry the Cable Guy with $20 million last year. Holy cow. Former President Bill Clinton with $7 million, Bon Jovi with $67 million, and child star Dakota Fanning with $4 million in earnings. Larry the Cable Guy, $20 million. Oh, wow, that's a lot of money for getting her done, you know what I mean? B105.1, CarryAutomotive.com, traffic and weather together. What's going on, man?
Here you go, southbound I-70.
What was that?
B105.1, just talking to Jeff here, who's in Miami Town. What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, I was just getting gas in Miami Town off the 128 there in I-74. That Marathon station there had a gas line break off. 50 gallons of gas is running, at least 50 gallons ran out of there and starting to go on to 128. I actually called 911, so they're probably going to shut down 128 right there.
All right, thanks, Jeff. We'll keep an eye on it for you, man.
Run your car off the side of the road.
The B105.1 DJs have decided to celebrate Christmas with a midnight skating party at the new Fountain Square Rink.
Hey, Bill, Amanda, watch me do my famous figure 9.
Stat, I think that's supposed to be a figure 8.
Oh, no, it's a 9. I can never make that last loop.
Taste that. Just do what I did. Just tie a pillow to your butt, and then you won't have to worry about falling.
And maybe another pillow for your face would help, Bill. Here, let me help you up. Whoa!
Hey, Duke, yeah, this reminds me more of our last bowling party.
Yeah, Pete, or a demolition derby.
Hey, guys, I got an idea. Why don't we just lock arms? That'll help steady us.
Good thinking, Big Dave, and that way we'll all be safe.
Except maybe the other skaters. Oops, sorry, sir.
Look out! Look out, lady!
Look out, I don't know how to stop here. Ow!
Well, don't take this all there with you!
Well, so ends another B105.1 Family Christmas Get-Together as the Bees DJs deck the rink with fallen bodies. Just our way of saying Merry Christmas to your family from ours.
Okay, everybody, just exchange insurance forms. It'll be fine.
B105.1, Big Dave, and all right now, I just got to know, who would you like to check for ticks?
Miranda Lambert.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Now, that's my woman.
Sorry, buddy. Sorry.
What about you?
Take the ticks off of Kelly Pickler. Yeah, buddy.
I'd like to do a little tick checking on Keith Urban.
Martina, probably.
Carrie Underwood.
They too.
She's hot.
Dwight Yoakam. Take ticks off of John Michael Montgomery.
I've always loved Lee Ann Womack.
Billy Currington.
Kenny Chesney. Ooh, baby.
I'd like to check out Kelly Pickler for ticks.
Martina McBride.
I'd love to pick every tick off of George Strait.
Gretchen Wilson.
Danielle Peck, because she is smoking hot.
Pick a tick off of Trace Atkins. Oh, my God. Uh-huh.
My husband's sitting here, but I have to say Toby Keith.
There's only one to check for ticks, and that's Reba.
I'd check Brad Paisley for ticks.
Every time.
It's the All Request Party with Big Dave.
The following takes place between 7 p.m. and midnight.
On B105.1.
Yeah, I'll request a song for my wife.
For your wife. Go right ahead.
Yeah, don't matter what you play, as long as it's her, I love her.
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell her you love her right now? You got the microphone. Go for it. Say it right now. Let her know how you feel.
Well, I'll tell her I love her very much, and I want to stay married to her forever.
Oh, you are one smooth-talking son of a gun, I tell you.
Yeah.
I was kidding. Come on, you can do better than that. Come on, give her a little bit of something.
Give her a little bit of tongue. I'll do that later.
No, I didn't say tongue. What's the matter with you? I said something. Oh, my God. This call is over. What's your name?
Marvin.
What's your wife's name?
Gloria.
Marvin, tell Gloria I'm sorry.
Okay.
Bye.
Cool. It's the All Request Party with Big Dave on B105.1.
Who are you wanting to play a song for tonight?
Just for my girlfriend.
What kind of song do you need for?
Hopefully a love song that she's listening to, because I can't see her, so.
Where is she?
She's at home, about 2 miles away, but her mom doesn't like me, so.
What would cause her mom not to like you?
Nothing, just something went on between me and her sister, so.
Wait a minute. You hooked up with her sister at one point?
Yeah, long.
And now you've moved on to her other daughter?
Yeah.
Gee, let me see if I can figure out what she doesn't like about you.
Yeah, so that's the reason, pretty much.
So she doesn't have any other daughters you got your eye on, does she?
No.
Just making sure.
Last one.
Yeah, that's probably going to keep you away from the dog, too.
Hopefully not.
How about we play a little bit of the new Emerson Drive for you, because I know deep down you are a good man.
I appreciate it.
B105.1 All Request Party. Hello.
Is this B105?
I sure hope so, or my medicine's not working.
Today is my birthday. Anyway, anybody can tell me happy birthday on the radio?
Well, yeah, of course we can. What's your name?
My name's William J. Ferris Jr.
William J. Ferris Jr., happy birthday.
And I'm 25.
William J. Ferris Jr., happy 25th birthday.
And I live in Claremont County.
William J. Ferris Jr. in Claremont County, happy 25th birthday.
Can you say that on the radio?
I think I just took care of you, brother.
Okay, thank you.
Everybody's buzzing.